Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Old man Dirt has got to go. Who can make him run and hide? Your worst day friend, good old Pike.
That's live from Hollywood, Rock and Gamble side. The Washington Miracle is just the cleanest clothes in town. Proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose, his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Connie Crowder, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled I Caught the Devil. It stars as Junior the Mean Little Kid, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Boy, is I glad I caught that devil, boy. I used to get slapped all the time. For no reason at all, I was always getting slapped. Everything I do was wrong. Now, like the other day, I come in.
Junior, what are you eating?
Walnuts.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get those funny-looking nutcrackers?
I found them in a glass in the bathroom.
Junior, you put your father's false teeth back right this minute.
Oh, you hit me, you hit me. You brought my widow back. You brought my widow back.
How could I break your back? I barely touched your shoulder blade.
You cut yourself, Mom? You know, since I caught that old devil, there's not as many busybodies around anymore, you know. Everybody butting in other people's business. Like the other day, I found a cigar butt, and I took a couple of puffs off of it. And I got some chicken on my eye. Anyhow, I'm puffing away, and a lady came up to me, and she says, "Little boy, does your mother know that you smoke?" And I says, "Look, nosy, does your husband know you speak to strange men?" It seemed like nobody loved me no more. I felt like I wasn't wanted. I was just a tax deduction, that's all. Tax deduction. My mummy was always saying I was just a stomach with legs entirely surrounded by curiosity. Everything I do is wrong, it seems like, before I caught that old boy. Like the other day.
Junior!
Yes?
Answer the door.
I didn't hear it say nothing.
Now, look, Corncone. Go see if someone is at the door.
Okay. Someone is at the door. Someone is at the door. Yes, there's someone at the door.
Who was it?
I didn't ask.
Oh! How stupid can one get?
Well, not as stupid as two can get.
Well, was it a man or was it a woman?
I didn't notice. I just opened the door. I saw something standing there, so I come back to tell you all about it.
Will you stop acting silly and go see?
Okay, Jiggle. It was a woman.
What does she want?
I don't know.
Look, go downstairs and see who is at the door and then ask them what they want.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Well, I'm waiting.
She's not. Why did people ring a doorbell if they didn't want to see someone?
Oh, there's times I'm sorry I stopped your father from flipping cigar ashes into your crib.
Yeah.
Now, you mark it down in your little book, Junior.
Right.
You are one of the devil's helpers.
Huh?
Now, go to your room.
Well, that's what she says to me all the time. I was one of the devil's helpers, you know. So I said to myself, if I is one of the devil's helpers, how come I never see him? Who are you?
I am Satan.
The devil, you say. here, boy. You got no power over me.
That's right, Junior. I only have power over people if they're engaged in doing something wicked.
Oh, well, when do the people have power over you?
Only if they can trick me.
Oh?
If someone can trick me, then I am in his power.
Oh, say, Devil, if I was to go with you, would you teach me some tricks, huh?
Good, fine.
Oh, good.
I need all the helpers I can get.
Oh, you're overrun with them in Russia. I know that, boy. Come and help me get my suitcase out of the closet.
Fine.
Oh, my suitcase is on the top shelf. Could you reach it for me?
Why, it's a pleasure. Step aside while I go into the closet.
I got him! That's how I caught the devil. I captured him all by myself. I outsmarted him. Come over to the closet with me. Come over here to the door. I'm going to let you talk to him with me. Hey, Devil, how are you doing in there?
Come, Junior, my friend. Let me out. It seems like I've been in here for ages.
Huh?
What day is it?
Well, just a second. I'll have to look at Pop's calendar.
What was the whistle for?
I don't know. That's what Pop does every time he looks at that Esquire calendar.
Junior!
Yeah?
Let me out of this closet.
Oh, no.
I have to get my helper.
You ain't got a chance.
The thief on earth is not normal. Ask the lady.
No.
If you let me out of here, I will give you 100 gallons of ice cream.
100 gallons of ice cream?
That's right.
With chocolate syrup all over it?
Yes.
With a kind of walnut on top of it?
Yes.
Sorry, boy. I'm on a diet. You're not going to bribe us with no kids anymore. That's...
Oh, if I could only get my pitchfork on you.
You ain't going to get your pitchfork on nobody no more. You have harvested your last crop of hatred and prejudice, old boy.
Junior, you mean everyone is happy?
Everybody.
Well, tell me about the people up on Mockingbird Hill. Haven't they asked where I've been lately?
No. Even the people who was out looking for something for nothing, they now have incentive. And the lazy are working, too. Why, if you were to listen real close, you could hear them singing and dancing up on Mockingbird Hill.
When the sun in the morning peeks over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart's filled with gladness when I hear the thrill of the birds in the treetop on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la-dee-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la-dee-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Hey, Slim Cadiddlehopper.
Yeah, here I am, boy.
What do you think of Junior catching the devil?
Well, I'll tell you. Got a three-cornered plow and an acre to till. Got a mule that I bought with a $10 bill. There's a tumble-down shack and a rusty old mill. But it's my home sweet home up on Mockingbird Hill. Oh, Lord, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird trill. Oh, Lord, it gives me a thrill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Hey, Cauliflower McFudge.
Yeah, you ain't it, boy. You ain't it. You ain't it.
What do you think of Junior catching the devil?
Well, I'll tell you. When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom. Well, everything still. Only me and the sky and an old ripper wheel. Singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. What are you asking me? To wake up in the morning to the Mockingbird Hill. Drunk a little bit of peace and welcome in the flowers. Enter the phone. On Mockingbird Hill.
Tide promises you folks the cleanest wash in town. We've got hundreds of laboratory tests for proof. Why, we've tested every kind of soap there is, including probably all the soaps you've ever tried yourself. And the plain and simple answer is, Tide just downright gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. No doubt about it. We've proved it. You've proved it, too. Right in your own washing machines. We've got the facts and figures, but you've got cleaner clothes. The cleaner clothes your family wears. The cleaner linens in your home. Yes, all you need is a washing machine heaped high with those Tide suds. Then a quick rinse, and lady, you're hanging up the cleanest wash in town.
I can't get over it. Everybody's so happy since Junior caught the devil.
The whole world's changed for the better.
Yeah.
You heard the latest news reports?
No.
The strangest things are happening.
Well, turn on the radio. Washington, D.C.
You're absolutely right, Tom.
Well, I agree with everything you say, Bob.
No arguments, Tom.
No, sorry, Bob. You're absolutely right about everything.
Well, I'll see you later, Tom.
You had just heard the discussion between Governor Dewey and Senator Taft.
And now the sports news. At Madison Square Garden, New York, pari mutuel betting machines have been installed for the basketball game tonight. This is a championship basketball game to determine which team gets to go to Sing Sing.
And now an important address from a leading American.
I want all you men to write to your congressman immediately and demand that you protect the Taft-Hartley bill. Without it, our cause would be doomed. So if I hear any of you wise guys making any more cracks at this wonderful Taft-Hartley bill, I'll punch them right in the nose, or my name ain't John L. Lewis.
What does the L stand for?
Long eyebrows.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Today, the Board of Censors was released from their offices. Authors have become so puritanical that three books have banned Boston. Here is an interesting conversation overheard in Boston.
Hey, which one of you guys want to take it in and give it to him?
No, you do it.
Now, look, now, out of seven of us, you ought to one of us try to take it back. We have no even enough to tell you. We ought to have no even enough to give it back.
All right, then you do it.
Okay, give it to me.
Yes? Come in.
Mr. Brink, here's your $2 million back. And get a load of the official car coming.
I'll be. There's that crooked politician, San Fernando Red. I think I'll say hello to that big phony and see if he's changed. Howdy, Your Honor.
Oh, my friend. And you are my friend. Don't say you're not, because nobody's going to tell me who my friends are. Say, you weren't in Sing Sing, were you?
No.
You're not on the parole board of San Quentin, are you?
No.
You're not the Huffer, are you?
No, I'm just a normal, average citizen.
That's funny. I could have sworn we were on a more equal footing. I thought we had met before somewhere.
Well, we did. Last time we met, though, you were running for office.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing now?
Nothing. I was elected. I mean, I'm on my way home. I just returned from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Say, did you hear where Truman wanted to jump out of an airplane with the paratroopers, but the captain said no, he'd get court-martialed?
Oh, well, now, if he wanted to jump, they should have let him.
Well, suppose the parachute didn't open.
Oh, was he going to use a parachute? Oh, well, no wonder they're going to court-martial the boy. I say I just returned from Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I had dinner down there with some of them big shots. It was a wonderful dinner, wonderful dinner. Of course, I didn't get any butter. The chain on my knife was so short I couldn't reach it. It was a nice dinner, though. Of course, they didn't have any printed menus.
No menus. Well, how did you know what you were going to eat?
Drew Pearson stood up and predicted each course. Well, we had a nice dinner, though. I still got some of my teeth
here. Yeah.
They served fresh political plums for dessert.
Political plums?
Yes.
Are they grown?
Oh, no. They're the result of clever grafting.
You believe that the...
Thank you, Republicans.
Do you believe that Junior has the devil locked in the closet?
Look, Boner, I'm not one for gossip. Believe me when I tell you I don't believe in gossip. I don't believe in gossip. Say, did you hear about what happened last night? All I know is that it ain't easy these days for a man to be a politician. You try standing on the political fence and keep both ears to the ground, Buster. I'll see you around. I heard a few pressure groups are going to demand that Junior open that closet and let that devil out.
Well, I got news for you. The kid won't open it up, and he's the only one who can turn that doorknob.
Yeah?
It's 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The boy's the only one who can touch it because he outsmarted the devil.
Mark my word, buddy. Mark my word. Now get this. I hope I'm getting through to you. Some crackpot will find out some way. I'll see you later. I'm late for the parole board now.
Boy, am I glad Cauliflower McPug is over at Junior's house acting as a bodyguard.
I got news for you. If that punch-drunk prizefighter is always hearing bells and birds is at Junior's house, there must be two of them, because look who's coming down the street now.
Oh, no. Well, I better go talk to him. Hey, Cauliflower.
Yeah, who is it? Who is it? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, boy? Keep talking. I'll point you. Where are you? Oh, hi there. Hi. I'm glad to see you, boy. Glad to see you. Hey, look, it's all right to say hello to somebody, but you don't have to knock my head off, boy.
I didn't touch you.
Oh, it must have been Speedy then pat me on the shoulder.
Who's Speedy?
He's a little guy that taps me on the shoulder, but when I turn around, he's never there. Look, boy, a flock of them flew over that gun.
You know, you look good, Cauliflower.
Oh, have you noticed I had my nose fixed? You remember how you could zigzag all over my face?
Uh-huh.
Kept poking me in the eye half the time. Well, anyhow, I went down to Scripps Clinic and I had it straightened. You see, my face looks crooked now. But I look like I'm in focus on television. Answer that, it may be for you.
I thought you were going to act as bodyguard for Junior.
That's where I'm heading now, but the silliest thing happened to me. I got on a streetcar, see, to go over to Junior's house. Oh, and that's you, the first Robin of the season. I got on a streetcar to go over to Junior's house,
yeah.
And I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to tell you, brother, the streetcar service in this town is pretty bum. Pretty bum.
What's the matter?
I got on that streetcar, and I sat there for 3 hours, and the thing didn't move.
Really?
And that silly conductor serving hamburgers and chili to people. Oh, remove your hat. The bell's tolling for somebody.
I'll go with you over to Junior's house.
Good. By the time David Rose and his orchestra plays fiddle, fiddle, we should be here.
Thank you.
Tide's made some amazing changes in wash day. Take the old problem of soap film. Tide's banished it forever. And that one fact made this whole idea of no rinsing practical. So if you're one of those women who likes to skip the rinsing, then Tide's for you. For Tide will give you the cleanest no-rinse wash you can get, plus those savings in time and work. Of course, maybe you prefer to rinse. Most women do. Then listen. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That means your children will wear cleaner clothes to school. You'll spread cleaner cloths on your dining room table. Yes, a Tide wash is the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets so cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town
with T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Junior, Lorene.
Oh, well, if it ain't Skinny O'Connor.
Skinny.
Yeah, I ain't calling him the way I see him anymore.
Rod, is that crowd of people still hanging around our front yard?
Yeah, and they got me worried. There are a few of them in the crowd that seem to think Junior should let the devil go free.
Are they crazy? Why, since that old evil force has been out of circulation, they ain't had it so good.
Oh, Junior, some people just don't know when they're well off.
Oh, look, there's Deadeye down there. I think I'll go down and see if this capture of the devil has changed him or not. Pardon me, may I get through there? Pardon me. Hey, Deadeye.
Why,
you big old Texan, yeah. I ain't seen you in some time. What you been doing?
Oh, some time. Well, boy, what do you know?
Oh, I don't know nothing. What do you
know? I don't know nothing. What do you know?
I don't know nothing.
Well, what do you know?
Did you hear about Junior catching the devil?
I sure did, partner. And it stopped a lot of crime around my parts of the country. Only last week I heard about this, so I rides into town. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse boy! Yeah. Well, sir, I started down the street and I noticed that everything had changed. People had decided to lay off of the booze, and they were spending that money for paint and flower seeds. Had sort of a little slum clearance of their own. Well, they even planted trees on the main street. That was pretty hard to believe. Saw a little dog sitting there looking at them trees, just rubbing his eyes. He thought it was Mirage. I just got that one myself. Well, sir, I went into the old Red Devil saloon. Well, to get me a pick-me-up, I walk in there. Oh, say, piano player, play my favorite song, will you? No, no, not that one, the other one. That's it. I love that Tennessee Waltz. Holly.
Deadeye, old mangy critter. How you be? Where you been? Up in the mountains, staking out a claim?
Oh, I've been down the butcher shop, claiming out a steak. You look good, gal.
Do I still have my hourglass figure?
Yeah, but them days are getting longer. Hey, how about a little nip for old time's sake?
No, don't serve anything but sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah. You see, since Junior caught the devil, the evil forces ain't driving people to drink. Can't sell the stuff no more.
Well, you've even got the place painted up. It sure don't seem like the old Red Devil Saloon I knew.
Check your gun, mister.
I may have to. Say, who's the girl?
A new girl around here, Betty Blue, please.
Mighty pretty dish. How about a kiss, gal? How about a little hug? Well, how about a friendly smile? There just ain't no pleasing some women, is there?
Now, how about checking your gun?
No thanks, ma'am. I keep them on me at all times.
Look, Saddledum.
Yeah.
You going to check them, or do I have to take them away from you?
Well, now, I'd like to see a woman take guns away from a big little old Texan like me. Well, do I get a check?
Well, you take my guns away for her. Now I don't feel like a television fan without my guns.
Okay, take them. But if you start any shooting, I'll throw you out the window.
Well, now, I'd like to see a little girl throw a big old Texan like me out the window. I'd like to see that. I sure would. Say, how do you stand in the trash?
Never mind her, did I? How about that sarsaparilla?
Yeah.
Hey, bartender.
Oh, well, hell. Pip, pip, and toodle-doo. I say, old boy, what are you indulging in?
Well, don't look now, but the bus is in from Pasadena. You, England's Revenge for Bunker Hill? What kind of...
Anyway, cowboy are you? I'll have something to drink
just as soon as I get rid of my chore to back here.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. This would have never happened if you hadn't stepped between me and the cuspidor.
The cuspidor ain't there anymore.
It ain't? Gee, I'm going to miss that old cuspidor. I even missed it when it was there.
Hey, Deadeye, don't turn around, but you know who just came in?
Who?
Two-Gun Keenan Freeze. Now, no trouble.
Howdy, Deadeye.
Hi, Keenan.
I heard you was here. Just wanted to see how you're taking life since the devil's been caught.
Oh, I feel fine, but I'm still my worst enemy.
Not while I'm alive. Mm-hmm. But I ain't hankering for no trouble. Gee.
Thanks, friend.
But if by chance someone should let that devil out of that closet and break this spell of goodness, I sure would square a debt with you.
Now, you ain't still mad because I sold your pet pig, are you?
That wasn't no pig. That was my cow.
It was?
Yeah.
No wonder the boys down the slaughterhouse were so happy to see me.
Look, Deadeye, you mark my word. I'm going to see that the kid opens that closet and lets that evil force out.
I'm warning you, if you go near that kid's house 12 months from the time you open that door and let the devil out, you will have been dead exactly 1 year. But you're talking to the best shot in Texas. See that little dog over there with a fly on his tail?
Yeah.
Watch me shoot it off. Bam! Hey, it's not that good sound boy. Hey, hey.
I'm going to miss them around here.
You see that little dog over there with a fly on his tail? Wait till I shoot it off. See that fly over there with a dog on his tail? Watch me shoot it off. Well, it looks like that dog's going to have to learn to wag something else.
Well, now you see why I'm in town here at Junior's house. I'm looking for old Two-Gun Keeman Freeze. Nobody's going to let that devil out of that closet if I can help it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday... This is Robert Conner reminding you the Tide gets sold cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E-Tide.
This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.